We're learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Hey. In the days we're going to go to the bottom of the Amud where the sugya discusses the inyan of Lisha. We'll start the sugya of Lisha. The Mishnah had said, "V'noisin mayim lemursin avaloi goyvlin." The Mishnah is talking about animal care, and one of the things the Mishnah says is that you could put water together with the bran, but you cannot mix it up. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abai, Amrisa kami demar mesnisim money." I asked my Rabba, who is the Mishnah going like? The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya. Echad noisin es hakemach, v'esen echad noisin l'secha. Mayim achren chayim divi. Rabbi Yehuda, mein chayim et shiigabo. Rabbi says that if somebody puts in kemach, someone puts in flour, and someone else puts in water, so the one who puts in water is chayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not chayim until you mix it up. So this Mishnah which says that you could put water to the mursim and not mix it up, that goes like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma adkan lakom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda asim ala kemach debar gibulhu. Maybe Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda only said it over there because kemach is something which people do mix up, do need dough. That's done. You make a flour out of dough. Ava mursim delav bar gibulhu. A mursim which is not, you're not able to knead it to mix it together. So I feel like Beis Mehuda Maida, even in Beis Mehuda says that when you mix the water with the mursin, you're ready chayiv. And that's interesting, because then who would the Mishnah be like? But that's what it says. Since there's no other gibul, so this is the gibul. So Gemara says, Loisalka Daitach, you shouldn't think that way. The Tanya Behedya, it's a Mefurish Yibrai, say, Nais the Mayim the mursin divi. Rebbe Ozi, not allowed to put water with the mursin. And put the water together with the mursim. Ad kan the sugis haGemara here. So is a machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda by Lisha. When is the chi of Lisha? When you put the water into the flour, or when you actually mix them together and make it into a dough? And is a machlokes Rishonim who we paskin like? This stam mishnah is like Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. So that would seem like a paskin Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. So the next sugis haGemara is mashman that way, and that's the psak of the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and Kama Rishenim, Rav Rishenim passed like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And a Kaman Afkeminis La'alacha, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, it's an Issa Derabanan to put the water together with the Kemach. But one big Afkemin is right here. If you're allowed to put water together with Mursin for the animals. So the Psak of the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam is you are. And that's the Ikke Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ari Shainim, the Sefer Chumas, the Smag, and the Smak, and others, they're Paschal like Rebbe. And the reason is, because even though this particular Stam Mishnah is like Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, but earlier, in the first parak, in Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah says there, Ein Shayrin Yoy V'Karshina V'Samanam Alekadei Shushurim V'Yoy, that's what Beshame says, the Besolim Atirin, that you're not allowed to soak ink and Samamanam and Karshinim, only if it's already finished soaking the Beidyayim, that's Beshame Shita, Beshame Oz, you're not allowed to start a Malacha Erev Shabbos that will finish on Shabbos, and Beisil Oz, you are allowed to, but you see there clearly that Shri has Diyay is a Malacha. So the Gemara says, Man Tanan is seen as Mayim L'Diyay Zuri Shriyas, and who's the Tanan that holds up putting water together with ink? That's Shriya, that's a Malacha Reni, and Avyayisha says Rebihi, because there is no Gibel. And the whole machlokes b'Shabbos is because you did it Erev Shabbos and it finished on Shabbos. But if you do it on Shabbos, it would sound like there'd be a chi of chatas. So that goes like Rebbe that says the sinas mayim alone is good enough. And there Abaye was Deicha. Abaye said maybe Abaye only holds the way by Kemach the Bar Gibel, Avodei the Lab Bar Gibel Huloi. And the Gemara is inconclusive. We'll speak about this Gemara soon. But Al Kobanim, that could be a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe. That was Rav Yosef held at least. Abaye just was saying Dilmalahi. So since we have one Stam Mishnah like Rebbe and another Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, so Kumtes we don't know who the Paschal like. So then we'll go with the regular klal of Alachik Rebbe Mechavei Rav. That's the sheet of the Sefer Chumas and the Rishayim that hold like him. Now Shagin and the other Rishayim explain, first of all, that Gemara wasn't clear that the Mishnah there goes like Rebbe. The Gemara had it sad to say the Mishnah goes like Rebbe Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah certainly goes like Rebbe Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, so that would be machriya that the Stam Mishnah is like Rebbe Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And even if not, usually we do the second Stam in the Basra Adif, and that would be Deicha the Klal of Halacha Rebbe Mechavei Rav. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. The Mechavei Be'ikar Paskins like the Rambam, Rif, and Rosh, Kedarkai, that we pass in like a base Rav Yehuda. But the Rama says that we have to be machmir like the Sefer HaTrumas. He says that both in Shin Chaf Aleph, in discussing Lisha, that's the next Gemara, the next Amud, discussing what type of a Shinoi to do. And he also says the Negei of this thing, of Mayim Lemursan, we should be machmir like the Sefer HaTrumas, and not put Mayim Lemursan. Now the Shaila is exactly how to understand the Machlegis Rebbe and Herbesi Rebbe Yehuda. Kipshutei would seem that Rebbe is less machmer, Rebbe is more machmer, I mean, has less of a standards, what's called Lisha. Herbesi Yehuda says, until you actually mix it up, I don't see a Lisha here. And Rebbe says, no, as soon as the water and the flour are together, they're combined, that's already considered a Lisha. The question is, when was it in the sky of the Melacha Lisha? When does it really reach the halachic definition of Lush? As soon as the water and flour are in the same bowl, or only when you actually mix it and combine it? The Be'alacha clears an interesting shaila. Simon Shinchav Aleph Sifya Dalin, the Maskal Ein Megavlin. I mean, he doesn't clear it for a shaila. He says it's Pashatim. Then according to Rebbe, let's say already Erev Shabbos, the water and the flour were put together in a bowl. And on Shabbos, you went and you mixed it up. So you would say, maybe there, Rebbe would be Lakula, because Rebbe holds that the Lisha is already by the Nesinus Mayim. So then it's already considered to be Nilosh. So now that you mix it up, you're not doing a Lisha. So you wouldn't be Chayiv. Rebbe Yisrael holds you Chayiv, and Rebbe holds you not. And the Be'alacha says, he thinks, nearly Bar, he says, that Rebbe would hold Yichayev on the Lisha itself, on the Megabel, even if you already have the Mayim and Kemach together from Erev Shabbos. He brings the Raya from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that there are three things you could do to Bechayev for Lush. You could do Lisha. You could do Oirech. That means you take the loaves and you take the dough and make them into loaves, and that's also Lisha. And you could do Mekatef, which is a further process of processing them into loaves. And they're all Lisha. So you see, there's no halacha of ein lisha ach lisha. There's no point of, well, it's already nilash, so you can't do further lisha. Fakert. You have something which is already completely megubal, and then you do aricha, and it's a further lisha. And then you do makatif, and it's a further lisha. So every step is a further lisha. So hu adin, according to Rebbe, enech and ami Rebbe already considers a lisha being the skyim when the water and the flour get together. But now that you do Megabal, that's a further Lisha. So Avadi Yechayev on me Megabal also, that's what the Be'alacha Tainis. Now the Chazon Ish, Simon and Chesef Kafei says it's not Mamash Araya. Because it could be all these Malachas are separate Malachas. Now you have Lush, and you have Oyrech, you have Mekatev, they're all separate Malachas. So it's a new Inyan, it's an Inyan Mechudish. But as far as the combining the flour and the water, once Rebbe considers the flour and the water combined from the Nesinus Mayim, you're not doing an Inyan Mechudish. You're just making dough. Rebbe considers it a dough already. So Memela, that's why you're not being maced of anything. As I declared to Chazon Ish, Digli Tal is also a Marich about it. They bring Rayas from different places, Ahin and Tzirik. At some point out that the old Chedusha Haran, the Chedusha Mamichas and Laran, and Daf Yechesim and Aleph is Mavur, that, not like the Mishnah Berurah, that if you already had the water in it, and after it's in Shabbos and Megabli, there wouldn't be a Chiv. The Shrisa Shabbos talks about this also. So, Igle Tal clears Vakeret, that maybe even according to Rebbeisi Rebbe Huda, you need a two-step process. If there was already Mayim and Kamach there earlier, and now you just did the Gibel, maybe that's not good enough. Maybe you have to do it from beginning till the end in order to be called Elisha. If you only do one step of the process, even one of the two steps is not good enough. But also, the Chedusha Mechasin around there is Mavur, that the Gibel alone, according to Beis Yehuda, you'd be Chayav, but according to Rebbe, you would not. Now, I think the Chazon Ish, and perhaps the Mishnah Berurah as well, viewed that there wasn't a Yesedistik of Machlekes, Rebbe and Beis Yehuda, in the Melechus Lisha. And it's not the Pshat that Nesinas Mayim and Gibel are two completely separate components, two completely separate Velten. The Pshat is, in order to read to be Lisha, Rebbe Yisrael holds it's not considered Lisha until it's thoroughly combined. And Rebbe holds, when it's partially combined, it's already called the Lisha. And they have a Machlokes, that the Mishnah Berurah holds, the Be'alacha holds, that even though it's partially combined, that's a Lisha, but when you combine it more fully, So you're making another step, and the other step is also called Elisha, just like Arech and Kaitiv is called Elisha. And the Chazanish says, no, because this is the combining stage. And in the combining stage, it's either combined or not combined. According to Rebbe, it's combined, so you can't combine it further. Arech and Kaitiv are different malachas. So Rebbe holds it's already combined by the first step, and therefore combining it further is not a malacha. And it basically holds for Kert. It's not combined yet, so just doing the combination of through Gibul, that's combining it, that would be the malacha. But the Igli Tal says a different pshat. In a few places, he says a different pshat in the Machlekes Rebbe Neir Beis Rebbe Yehuda, Gershmak pshat. I'm not going to say it exactly the way he says it, but you could clear, what exactly is a Meleches Lisha? Is a Meleches Lisha combining liquids and solids? Now, so you have two things, you have the liquid and the solid, and when you combine it together, now you have a combination of liquid and solid. So then that is Lisha, or no? Meleches Lisha is the pshat that you're combining the particles of the solid, small particles, al yidei the liquid. The Tila David like puts it, Lisha is the opposite of Teichen. Teichen is taking one mass and making it into a powder, making it into little drops. Lisha is taking a powder and making it into one mass. That's the aside of Lisha. So you could say that the Nesinas Mayim, that doesn't yet make it into one mass. You didn't take the little particles of flour and make it into one mass like you did in the Nesinas Mayim. There's still little particles. But you did make a combination of the water and the flour. The water and the flour, the solid and the liquid, are combined into a paste. But the particles are still particles. So Rebbe says that combining liquid and solid, that is Lisha. Perhaps combining small particles to a mass is not Lisha. Perhaps it's also Lisha. You can call it to be Allah Hashayla. But the main thing is that Rebbe holds that combining liquid and solid, that's Lisha. And it basically does know. Lisha is defined by having the different particles become one mass, the opposite of Teichen. And that's why the Nesinas Mayim itself is not a Lisha. And we're going to use this svara now for the next sugya we're going to go into, the sugya of Bar Gibul. Taisus and Afi Ches as a kasha, number of Rishonim deal with this kasha. Our sugya had it said that since Mursan is not Bar Gibul, so therefore Rabbi Yossi would hold the Yechayiv by the Nesinas Mayim alone. Because Mursan is not a Bar Gibul. And the Gemara's Maskana is, no, Leisalkadaitach, by Mursan also we have that Rabbi Yossi holds, Rabbi Yossi holds its mutter, Rebbe holds its asur, because Rebbe holds the Sinas Mayim is Lisha, and Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have Lisha until the Gibel, and that's why Ilanu make Mayim for the Mursa. So the Gemara here seems to reject the Svar of Bar Gibel with the Braisa, that the same Achlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi would apply to Mursa even though it's not a Bar Gibel. That's what it seems the Gemara is saying. Now the question is, the Gemara there suggests the same svara, because the Gemara there says that Ein Sharon Diyoi V'Samana V'Kashin Makdei Sheshurim Beidyoim, you can't soak the ink in water to make ink unless it's already finished soaking Mi Beidyoim V'Sol Matirim. So you see from there that soaking ink in water is a malacha. The Gemara says Man Tan L'Sinis Mayim L'Dei Zu Yishirasa Mam Ravesev Rebbe Hi. Goes like Rebbe, Netanya Echad Naisen Sekema Kvesa Naisen Shemayim Achron Chayiv Devi Rebbe, or Beisim Doim Ene Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel. So the Mishnah of Nesinis Mayim Ludyoi goes like Rebbe, because there you don't have Gibul, and Yechayiv, how do you know Yechayiv? Because otherwise, Beshamay wouldn't ask him to be Beidyayim. According to Beisim Yehuda, you can't learn this Mishnah, Macholikis Beshamay Sol, because Nesinis Mayim Ludyoi is Bechal Mat Lisha. So the Gemara says, Abaye said, "Do ma'at kala kom Rabbi Yossi ala bekemach de bar gibulu." Avo diyoi v'dila bar gibulu emu l'chayiv. Maybe diyoi, which is not a bar gibulu, yichayiv just with nesinus mayim. So first it says l'sal k'daitach, because it says echad nesin es eifer v'echad nesin es mayim achron chayiv div Rabbi Yossi v'dam at sheyigabul. So you see that eifer, which is not a bar gibulu, is also part of the machlekes. The Gemara says, "No, v'dumah my eifer offer the bar gibulu." Maybe it's not a discussion of Afer ashes, which is not a Bar Gibul. Maybe it's a discussion of Afer soil, which is definitely a Bar Gibul. You're making it a thick, muddy paste. So the problem is that this sugya sounds like Lamaskana, Anything which is not a bar gibel, Rabbi Yisbuda holds in his sinus mayim is considered to be the lisha. And our sugya says that even though mersin is not a bar gibel, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yisbuda also holds in a chayivat sheyigabel. That's the kasha that Taisus asks and other Rishayim ask. So Taisus says that mersin is not as much a bar gibel as is kemach, but it's more than a bar gibel than diay. So both Gemaras are correct. When you have something which is bechlal not a bar gibel, like diyoy or eifer, so there Rabbi Yossi holds that nesinas mayim is considered to be lisha. Mashen kein by mursan, that's more of a bar gibel. So there Rabbi Yossi holds that you need a chiyagabel. That's what Rabbi Yossi learns of Taisus. You see, there are really three mahalchim in the sugya. There's Taisus according to the Rabbi Yossi and the Taz, and then there's the Meiri and other Rishonim, and then there's the Rambam. Taisus, according to the Beis Yosef and the Taz, is that when the Gemara here says that Mursan is not a bar gibel, that was just a havamina. But really, Mursan is a bar gibel. It's not as big a bar gibel as Kemach, but it's more of a bar gibel than Diyan Efer. And in the end, the final classification of Mursan is that it's a bar gibel. So it's exactly like Kemach, halachically. The Gemara just thought it was exactly like Diyan Efer. Diyan Efer is not a bar gibel at all, that's why you don't need gibel altogether. Kemach, which is a bar gibel, you need gibel. Mersin, the Gemara thought here, was like Diyan Efer, that's not a bar gibel. And the Gemara's maskana is that it's like Kemach. So why, Zakta Beis Yosef, why is it that by Kemach, Rabbi Yisrael is masking me the Rabbanan, you can't put water into Kemach. He just says, ain't a chayiv at Chiyagabel, but it's asur. And by Mursan, we're saying it's mutter to put water into Mursan according to Rabbi Yisrael. It's mutter l'chadchila. Why is that? Why wouldn't it at least be asur in the Rabbanan? So the Rabbi Yisrael says, the Rabbanan will matter it l'tzayrich. Since the animals need the water in the Mursan, so the Rabbanan will matter it l'tzayrich. So the Be'alacha says, so l'fizeh, if you feed your birds a mixture of flour and water, you're also allowed to put the flour in the water according to Rabbi Yehuda and feed the birds. It's mutter l'tzayrich. It's just we're machmer for the Rishonim, like Rabbi, like we said. But that's the first mahalach in the sugya. Now Taisus says that clearly from this sugya and that sugya, the less bar gibel it is, the more yechayim for the nesinas mayim. So that's a question on Rashi in Be'ah that says that ashes are mutter, and Rashi says because it's not a bar gibel, so you're allowed to mix the ashes with water. Taisa says it's a pella. If it's not a bar gibel, it's more aser, and we'll see the Rambam holds like Rashi. But that's the first mahalach in the sugya. Now, according to this mahalach, the reason why something which is not a bar gibel, when it's diyoy and efer and mursin in the havimina, is chayif and nesinas mayim, is because you don't need gibel. That's what it means, labar gibel. Labar gibel means it mixes well without gibel. Its mixture is not done by gibel. So diyoy and efer doesn't need gibel at all. So even going to base mood, you're chayif. And mursin really doesn't need much gibel. So the Gemara thought you'd be chayif, but the Gemara's maskan is it does need gibel. So you're not chayif until you're megabel. And Kemach for sure needs Gibel. That's Mahalach number one in the sugya. The second Mahalach, and there are various Neskoyes of this Mahalach, but I'm going to call it all one big Mahalach, which is the Me'iri on Daf Yud Ches, and it's a little similar in the Ritva and the Taisus Rid that's here in Daf Kuf Nun Hei, which is that the definition of Lav Bar Gibel in the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches and the definition of Lav Bar Gibel in the Gemara here in Daf Kuf Nun Hei are two different definitions. Lav bar gibel in the Gemara and Daf Yud Ches means you don't need gibel. It combines perfectly without gibel. Lav bar gibel in the Gemara here in Kufnun Hay means that it never combines. It's lav bar gibel. It can't be combined. It simply doesn't combine. So if something is a lav bar gibel that it doesn't need gibel to be combined, so of course you chayev midaraisa without any gibel. And that's diyoy and efer in the Gemara and Daf Yud Ches. But if it's lav bar gibel like mursan, meaning that it doesn't combine even with gibel, so then you're not chayiv altogether. And fakert. This is how we learn. that according to Rebbe, which by Kemach, Nesinus Mayim is Chayiv, so by Mursan, even according to Rebbe, it's only Durabanan, but you have Xera to Kemach, so you can't put water into the Mursan. But according to Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda, where by Kemach, Nesinus Mayim is Pater, so by Mursan, he's Mater at Lechatchila. The pshat is that this particular Lav Bar Gibul is not totally in the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda. This Lav Bar Gibul is a pshat that it just doesn't combine. So it's just not Lisha. The Lav Bar Gibul in the Gemara in the first parak means that it combines without Gibul. So that even according to Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda, it's Chayiv. But the Lav Bar Gibul here means that it doesn't combine even with Gibul. So even according to Rebbe, it's the Rabbanan. And according to Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda, it's Mutar L'Chatchila. Now the Taisus Rin and the Ritva say a little bit differently. They don't say it doesn't combine. They say it's not the derech to combine it. D'yay and Afer is, you combine it. You make soap out of Afer, you make D'yay, you combine it without Gibul. Mashen Kain, Mursan, is not the purpose is not to combine it. That's not the purpose. You're not trying to combine it, Bechlal. But it's a similar pshat. Lambar Gibul doesn't mean it won't combine. Lambar Gibul is it's not the derech to combine it. But Al Kapanim, that's what makes it that it's not Lisha. That's what makes it that it's not Lisha altogether. Now, Kama Achreinim learned Taisus this way as well. Kama Achreinim learned Taisus that when he says that Mursan is not a Bar Gibul compared to Kemach, but it is a Bar Gibul compared to Diyai, he means a similar pshat. Compared to Kamach, it's not a Bar Gibul because it doesn't combine. But compared to Diyai, it's not a Bar Gibul. It is a Bar Gibul because Diyai combines without Gibul. And Mursa needs Gibul to combine it, it's just even Gibul doesn't work. And therefore, same shot, the whole Mursa is the Rabbanan, and that's why Nesinus Mayim is Mutar L'Chatchila. The Taisa Shama says, it's the Chemed Meisha says, it's the Gleital. Kamach Reinam learned this way in Taisa, it's not like the Beis Yosef. So again, we have two mahalchim. We have the mahalach of Taisus according to the Beis Yosef and the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah, that anything which is not, there's one definition of our Gibul. It combines with that Gibul. The Gemara thought that Mersin combines with that Gibul, but in the end, the Gemara halachically defined Mersin as needing Gibul, and Diyai and Efer combined with that Gibul and Yechayiv. And we have a pshat from the Me'iri, and similar to that, the Taisus read in the Ritva, and the Achreinim say it in Taisus, that the definition of Bar Gibul by Diyai and Efer means it doesn't need Gibul, and the definition of Bar Gibul by Mursa means Gibul doesn't help, or the Derech is not to do Gibul, but even that there's never a Lisha there. Now the Rambam has a third Mahalach. The Rambam puts Mursa and Efer and Diyai all together, and says by Mursa and Efer and Diyai, there's no Lisha. You know why? Because it's not a Bar Gibul. And that's the same thing as Rashi and Dayan. The Kitma is Mutter, because it's not a Bar Gibul. Now, how do you answer the Rambam that the Gemara there is Mavur, that Diyai and Efer, there is a Chiyav, the Teretz is, that he holds like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Rebbe holds Nesinus Mayim is considered Lisha. That's why Yechayev, Mashek and according to Rav Yosef Yehuda, then he ain't a Chayev Achi Yegabel, you'll be Potter. And that's the Maskani here. Because the Rambam doesn't want to be Mechalati Mursan Diyayin Efer. The Maskani here is that Mursan, you're not Chayev by Nesinus Mayim to the Mursan. And Adarabba, the Gemara is Mashmitz more Kal. Because Kemach and Mayim is an Issa Durabanan according to Beis Behuda. And Mursan and Mayim is Mutal Lechatchila. And the Rambam doesn't know that the Beis Yosef is Chila because he needed Biyayim. And the Rambam also doesn't want to be Mechalek between the definition of Lav Bar Gibul of the Gemara Daf Yilches by Efer and Diyai and the Gemara here in Kufnun Hay Legabe Mursan. He puts them all together. So the Magen Mishnah explains like this. There is a tzad in the Gemara, both in the Gemara there and in the Gemara here, that anything that's a Lav Bar Gibul, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is more machmir, and holds even by the Nesinus Mayim, you'll already be chayiv. But the other tzad, that holds you're not chayiv because in the Nesinus Mayim, they hold more kuladik. And they hold that even being megamel doesn't help, it's not a Bar Gibul. So in Mela, you're part of the legamri, and by the Nesinus Mayim alone, it's even mutter when it comes to Mursa. But Taisus was bothered, it's a Svaras Hafuchas. If the Gemara wanted to say the Lav Bar Gibul is more chomer, is chayim just from the sinas mayim, how could you tell me a lab bar gimbal is more kal and you're not even chayiv for the mi megabel? So if you say, like we said, the Meiri, the Taisus Rid, the Ridva, Kamachrenim and Taisus, that the definition is different. Lab bar gimbal by Efer and Yoy means that you don't need gimbal, and then of course it's more chomer. Lab bar gimbal by Mursin means gimbal doesn't help, or the derech is not to do gimbal, and then of course it makes it more kal. But the Rambam holds it means the same thing. So what's the pshat? It's a svaras hafuchas. So I think the pshat is, and I was inserted to this from the Minchas Ariel, the way we were learning, that it's not the pshat that both Rebbe and Rebbe Shmuda hold it has to be combined, but the question is how much does it have to be combined for it to be called Elisha? But there's two separate things going on. Nisinas Mayim means the liquid is combining with the solid, and Megabel means that the particles of the solid are becoming one mass. So Lefizeh, Lav Bar Gibel means one thing. Then this particular substance, the particles do not come together to form one mass. That's not what they do. It's a Lav Bar Gibel. The only Lisha that goes on here is the mixing the liquids and the solids. That's the only Lisha that's there. So the Gemara had two stadim with this. One side is that once for this particular substance, there is no Lisha that combines them together, Rabbi Yehuda Memela is made to Rabbi, meaning that when the substance could be done a Lisha, making it into one mass, so that's what you need to be chayef Lisha. But when you can't, it doesn't work with this particular substance, like Diyai and Afer and Mursan. So then what is the definition of Lisha when it comes to these substances? The definition is mixing the liquid and the solid, making a paste. So mainly you don't need the gabel. It's already a paste without a gibel. That was one side. But then the Gemara says no. And that's how we paskin. The Rebbe Yehuda the Mechal doesn't hold of mixing liquids and solids. That's not Lisha. Lisha is only when the particles come together to form one mass. And if the particles in this substance don't come together to form a mass, the Mechal can't be a Lisha. So now there won't be a Lisha at all. On the tzad that Lav Bar Gibel is more chomer, on the tzad that, I mean, Lav Bar Gibel is shayach a Lisha, then of course it's more chomer. Because you're telling me even if it can come together and become one mass, it's shayach Lisha. So Avadar B'Yeshvit is maskim, that Lisha takes place by Nisin Ismayim. But if you're going to tell me no, even in a case where it doesn't come together to form one mass, so for Fallon, there's no Lisha in such a case. So Ibazai, not only is the Sinus Mayim not Lisha, but even the Mikabla is not Lisha, it's Bechal not Shaykh Lisha by such a thing. As I came along in the Rambam. Now even in the other pshat, the second pshat, I also think you have to learn similar. Because, like we said, there's two definitions of Lav Bar Gibel. The definition of the earlier Gemara was that you don't need Gibel. So it makes perfect sense that if you don't need Gibel, so Mele, according to Rishmida, you should be Chayiv even without Gibel. And that's the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches. And the definition of Lav Bar Gibel by Mursin is that Gibel doesn't help. But the Gemara in Ahavimina, Dil Ma'ad Kan Lekom Reb Beis Me'osim El Kemach De Bar Gibel, Av Mursin De Lav Bar Gibelu, Afil Reb Beis Me'udim Leide. The Gemara in Ahavimina, that even this particular definition of Lav Bar Gibel that comes to Mursin, that Gibel doesn't help, should be a tzad that Yechayev. What would be the Havmin of that Gemara? Why should the fact that it's a Lav Bar Gibel, meaning that Gibel wouldn't help, what's the tzad that Yechayev? So I want to say the same thing. Yoy and Afer, the way these Rishonim are learning, don't need Gibel. In other words, they come together as one mass without Gibel. So Avad ben Nisim Ismayim is called Elisha. Mursa never comes together as one mass. Gibel doesn't help. Or it's not the derech that you want it to come together as one mass. But the Gemara's Havmina was, so then the definition of Lisha will change to combining it with a liquid. And that's the Havmina here. And that the Gemara says, no. The definition doesn't change. Fakat, since it's a Lav Bar Gibel, it's Bechal Nashayach Lisha. And Mel Nisim Ismayim is Mutal Chathila. But the Havamina here is the same as the Shita Sarambam, the way the Shita Sarambam learns the Havamina there, I mean, that the fact that you can't do Gibel would redefine Lisha, that mixing the Mayim and the Kemach alone would be called a Lisha.